Hare Krishna. So now Krishna is taking us to a very, very wonderful section called Buddhi Yoga, or working in Krishna consciousness, or doing Bhakti Yoga. So Krishna starts with glorifying this Buddhi Yoga. So let's see that shloka, shloka number 40.
Neha Bikramana Shosti Pratyavayona Vidyate Svalpamapyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat.
Very nice shloka, very, very hope giving shloka, very, very encouraging shloka. It says, Iha Abhikrama, Iha, this Abhikrama, the process that I just discussed or described, that is Buddhi Yoga. This endeavor, he's talking about the endeavor of Buddhi Yoga. Na nasho asti. There is no loss in this endeavor. Then he says, Pratyavayona vidyate. There is no diminution or reduction. And then he says, Swalpam apyasya dharmasya. A little endeavor on this path. Swalpam. Little endeavor on this path. What happens? Trayate mahato bhayat. So one is delivered, or one is released from mahato bhayat, greatest danger. Now let's try to understand this entire shloka nicely. Maybe it might seem like riddle. Now we'll try to uncover or open up each and every line and understand. So first one, what is Krishna talking about? Which endeavor? He's saying that iha abhikrama. Which endeavor is he talking about? In the first line itself, Prabhupada is mentioning, which endeavor? The activity in Krishna consciousness, or acting for the benefit of Krishna without expectation of sense gratification, is the highest transcendental quality of work. So two points. One is working for Krishna's benefit. Second, not expecting any sense gratification. So these two points constitute the activity in Krishna consciousness, or Buddhi Yoga, or Bhakti Yoga. So this is iha abhikrama. Now Krishna is saying that nashosti, na nashosti. And second, he is saying that pratyavayona vidyate. There is no loss, there is no diminution. What do you mean by that? So let's try to understand this with our current life. Now, whatever we are doing in our life, in our entire life, we are amassing, you know, so much of wealth and possessions and so many things. Now, at the time of death, can we take even a single penny with us? Now, all of you have heard the wonderful shlokas which described about body and soul. So there, what did we say? That soul, tata dehantara praptir. So the soul is transferred, or the soul transmigrates from one body to another. So whatever we have accumulating in our day-to-day life that is related to this body, not related to the soul, related to this body, material, right? So as soon as the person dies, I mean, the soul leaves the body, so whatever is accumulated will go along with the body. Now when the soul goes to another body, it has to start fresh. Like for example, a person does PhD in this life, and then when the soul is transferred to another body, he has to start from ABCD. So it means that whatever material gains we have, it cannot be carried forward to the next life. It is not permanent, it is temporary. So there is a great loss, and surely there is a reduction. Now let's talk about the Krishna conscious aspect, the Bhakti Yoga aspect or Buddhi Yoga aspect. So what happens here? So whatever activity is done in this, so that particular activity remains permanently with the person, because this activity is not related to the body, this activity is related to the soul. So when the soul is transmigrated from one body to another, this activity that is done in Krishna consciousness remains permanently with the soul. Say the person has done 1% of some endeavor on this path of bhakti, next life he is going to start from next, that is 2%. He need not come back, right? In fact, very, very nicely, it is described in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So when we'll go to 6th chapter after a few months, so then we'll see there that if suppose someone is practicing bhakti, but then, you know, he's not able to complete, he's not able to perfect his life. So is there any loss in this? There is no loss. Why? Because such a person gets an opportunity to practice bhakti again in the next life, from the point where he has left. So here Krishna is saying, Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. So even if person does little bhakti, little endeavor on this path of bhakti, what happens? Trayato mahato bhayat. What is this trayate mahato bhayat? What is he delivered from? What is he released from? What is that greatest danger? The greatest danger is slipping down to the lower species of life. See, only in human form we can perfect our life. In animal form, we cannot. Because only human beings have higher intelligence, which can be used for higher inquiry. To understand why this life, to understand what after this life, to understand how to get rid of the cycle of birth and death. These animals cannot comprehend, they cannot think. And they are not expected also to think. They are programmed just for four activities: eating, sleeping, sex enjoyment, and defending. That's it. But then human beings have much more to do than these four activities, and that is to aim at the ultimate goal, that is breaking the cycle of birth and death. So anyone who does little bhakti, what happens? Guaranteed, at least the person will surely get a human form in the next life. At least he'll not slip down to the lower species. Again, he'll get an opportunity to practice bhakti very nicely. Now, let's understand how this verse is relevant to all of us. This verse is telling all of us, congratulations. This verse is telling all of us, pat your backs. This verse is telling all of us, you're fortunate. Why? See, there are so many people on this earthly planet. Why is it that only you are taking interest in practicing bhakti? If we count people, how many people are practicing bhakti, there are very, very few people. Out of 700 plus billion population which is there, there will be less than few thousands, surely, who are interested and who are practicing bhakti. Why? And another question which we have to ask ourselves is, why is it that I am so much interested in reading Bhagavad Gita, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Why is it that I am so much inquisitive to know these higher truths? Why is it that I'm really very much interested to attain the goal of life in this very lifetime? Why only we? Because we all have practiced in the past life till some point, and we have left it there. And now in this lifetime, as soon as we heard about Bhagavad Gita, as soon as we heard about the mantra meditation, we got naturally attracted towards this. And that's what Krishna says in 6th chapter, that a yogi or a practitioner who is unsuccessful, who has not attained perfection, in the next life, he'll naturally get attracted to the yogic processes. And we all belong to that category. We all got naturally attracted to Bhagavad Gita, to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and to various aspects of Bhakti Yoga. But then one important thing is, last life we left it somewhere. Are we planning to do the same thing now in this life? Leave it again, and then again next installment we'll do in next lifetime. No. This lifetime, we have to take it seriously. This lifetime, we have to become intense in our devotional practices so that we don't miss it again. And again in the next life, you know, there is no need to again start from that same point, you know, where we left. See, anyways, it's win-win. There is no problem. But then, an intelligent person is the one who thinks, why take one more lifetime? Why can't I finish in this very lifetime? So with this mood, you know, we need to practice bhakti every single day. And when we read these verses, it gives us so much of inspiration, encouragement, and hope to carry on and on and on to reach the ultimate goal of human form. Let's see what Krishna is getting us in the next shloka. What sort of inspiration, what sort of encouragement to stay on this path of bhakti. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.